Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. As you know, about once a week, I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us, and I talk about some things that I've been thinking about and writing about and I take a couple of segments and share those thoughts with you. And this segment, I want to talk about the professional salesperson's gold mining tool. And I'm going to do that by telling you a story about this, what I consider to be the most powerful tool in sales. You know, a few decades ago, there was a 27-year-old shiny new Xerox sales representative, just brand spanking newly minted out of the Xerox school. He was already a sales veteran. It wasn't his first rodeo. In fact, he'd worked his way through college selling on commission. Commission salespeople, like entrepreneurs, work the marketplace high wire. One time, observing this act, a salaried employee once remarked that selling on commission was living by your wits. If you're doing that, you know that that's an accurate statement, right? If you sell on commission, if you're an entrepreneur, you live by your wits. In the vernacular, business-to-business sales professionals call this eating what you kill. And nobody lays it in your lap. You have to go out and get it, right? And it's hard. It's not easy. Pre-Xerox, before Xerox, this young man received a rubber meets the road sales training experience. He got that from the small business owner who gave him his first commission job. And then it was followed up by a multi-year stint with Sears, where more sophisticated sales training was acquired. And finally, he survived the rigorous hiring process and completed the globally amazing Xerox Professional Selling Skills Program, PSS, as it was called. As I said, it was globally recognized as a sales training standard, the gold standard. And any Xeroid of that era, any Xerox salesperson of that era, will tell you of its positive professional influence on the rest of their lives. So with the ink barely dry on his PSS certificate, our young Xerox salesman made his first call on the local installation of a national firm. He was now a fully converted, Kool-Aid-drinking disciple of Xerox sales fundamentals, and his head was packed with product, pricing, and probes. Unfortunately, as he sat in front of Mr. Keener, the plant accountant, all of the professional probing techniques and listening skills our sales executive had learned and practiced were no match for the cargo of Xerox content he dumped right there on Mr. Keener's desk, like a truck of, well, you know. Mr. K was tall, stern, and stoic. A senior manager whose gray hair was not premature, he suffered no fools, gladly or otherwise, and Mr. Keener took no prisoners. But for longer than most would have expected, he allowed himself to be essentially held hostage by what was no less than a drive-by sales assault. Finally, the victim stood up and stretched his long arm toward this young perp in front of him as a way to move the proceedings toward the door. Then, with his patented rapier wit, Mr. K delivered these words that seared indelibly on the brain of his assaulter. "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business." Well, now you know, I was that salesman. I've never forgotten how stupid I felt walking away from Mr. Keene's office, as his words were literally etching white hot on my brain. And then, in a career-defining moment of self-analysis and clarity, I turned back, and I knocked on Mr. Keener's door again. Incredibly, in an act of extreme forbearance, I promise you, he answered, "Yes, Jim, how can I help you?" Then, assuming my most truly chastened countenance, I managed to utter these unrehearsed words of honest contrition. "Mr. Keener, I'm sorry about what just happened. May I please start over?" To which Mr. K replied, "Hello, Jim. Come in. Let's talk business." How about that, folks? Those two customer responses, the first to haul me up short, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business." And the second one to redeem me, "Hello, Jim. Come in. Let's talk business." Well, no other thing has ever happened to me like that before. Those are the ones I remember more often than the thousands of sales that I've made. I remember those words more than just about all those sales. No other moment in my half-century sales career provided more clarity about where to find the gold in the marketplace. I'm going to say that again. No other moment in my half-century career in sales provided me more clarity about where to find the gold in the marketplace. By now, I hope you know, the gold you seek is in the head of your prospect, and if mined properly, will come out of their mouths. It'll come rolling right out of their mouths into your lap, and not the other way around. And by the way, Mr. K and I did a lot of business after that day. So remember, folks, the gold mining power tool of successful professional salespeople is the ear, not the mouth. And you know what? You're probably your kindergarten teacher and your grandmother, and who knows how many other people have told you this. Look at the ratio. You have two ears and one mouth. Use them appropriately. But I'll just say it one more time, folks. The gold that you seek in the marketplace is in the head of the prospect, not your head. You already know what you know. You need to know what they know. And you're only going to find that if you let them talk and you listen. Quick break, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.